The list won't be covered at all. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. The idea of a media shield law is flawed from the get-go. Some people think it's a good idea to have a law that expressly states that journalists cannot be compelled to give up their sources to courts or to law enforcement. But of course, members of the U.S. Senate have now used discussion of a media shield law as a way to define who is, and more importantly, who is not, a journalist. Over the course of the past few months, politicians have been saying amateur journalists don't count. Senator Lindsey Graham even explicitly stated he wasn't sure if bloggers deserve First Amendment protections. Senator Dianne Feinstein insisted that real journalists draw salaries from big corporate media companies. Otherwise, she said she could not extend the privilege of being called a journalist to them. When WikiLeaks first became a big deal, those working on the legislation actually worked hard to make sure that WikiLeaks would not be covered. As I said, the shield law argument is flawed from the beginning, but how do we know that the shield law won't protect journalists? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Well, consider for a moment what New York Senator Chuck Schumer said last week. Schumer discussing the media shield law provisions and how, if it became law, it might affect journalist Glenn Greenwald, who reported on the NSA secret surveillance based on documents leaked by Edward Snowden. Quote, "It's probably not enough protections to cover him, but it's better than current law," end quote. Now, that's exactly the problem here. We already have a media shield law in place. It's called the First Amendment. By these senators needing to define protections, what they're actually doing is defining who is not protected. If Glenn Greenwald can be arrested or blocked from reporting on Edward Snowden's revelations about the NSA, therefore preventing that information from being made public, then true journalism does not exist anymore. Everything else just becomes state-run propaganda. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2800.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome back to the show. Interesting story. Nancy Pelosi, despite taking the victory lap for Obamacare, has announced that the Democrats are not going to run on Obamacare. That's passed. We're proud of the Affordable Care Act, but we now pivot to jobs. So the Democrats have finally accepted the reality that the American people are really ticked off over Obamacare. And so now it's a non-issue. Oh, we don't talk about it. That's so last year. Now it's job creation there. And look at all those minimum wage jobs that those quarter million Americans with college degrees are working at. Isn't that a great sign? I don't think they're going to do any better on jobs than they are on Obamacare. There really isn't much anybody, Democrat or Republican, can point to as a reason to vote them back into office. There really isn't. The wars, the economy, IRS targeting of dissidents, global warming. They're straining to find something good they can take credit for and say, see, we did something positive here. And they're going to lie about the numbers, just like Jay Carney's out there lying about how, yes, we got 7,000,041 sign-ups for Obamacare. And I don't believe that number. I absolutely do not believe that number here. Apparently, there's another wrinkle in Flight 370 where they're now touting new computer models to find where Malaysian Airlines 777 crashed. And they're presuming it crashed. And I don't think that's really what's going on. It was either grabbed and hidden in a hangar to be torn apart to sold as spare parts, or it's in a hangar somewhere waiting to be used for some kind of a false flag terror attack. And again, all of these models and presumably these computer models to find Flight 370 are going to be a little more accurate than the computer models used by the global warming bozos. But they presume the aircraft and the people on it want to be found. And remember, we know that plane was intentionally diverted. This isn't a simple crash from pilot error or mechanical fault. That plane was flown someplace. And all this searching and computer models and everything aren't going to work if whoever is in control of that airplane wants it to stay hidden. The Eurozone is now okaying fresh bailout loans to Greece. Let's plunge those Greek people further and harder onto that debt hook so they can never squeeze loose. NATO has now officially suspended all ties with Russia and saying Russia must obey international law. Well, international law is rather arbitrary. As a matter of fact, Russia is in compliance with international law. It's the United States, with its torture programs and its covert overthrow of governments, that is in violation of international law. Pot, kettle, black. Now, getting back to the economy, apparently public retirement funds have joined together to sue 12 of the largest banks for conspiring to rig the global foreign exchange markets. That's another thing that came out as being rigged. Now, foreign exchange means when currency crosses a border and has to go from being pounds to dollars to whatever, it has to be converted at an agreed-on exchange rate. Well, if you are manipulating those exchange rates, you can ride that straddle and make a lot of money out of thin air. Well, it's not thin air. It's coming out of somebody else's pocket. And that's something to remember about all this Wall Street fraud. When a fraudster is out there making billions and trillions of dollars, it isn't just appearing out of thin air. It has to come out from somebody else's pocket. And what they try and do is create a fraud that will take a little tiny bit of money from everybody out there in the country and bulk it all together and put it in their pocket. Now, these public retirement funds are basically being harmed by this rigging, just like they were harmed by the mortgage-backed security fraud. And the federal government can decline to criminally prosecute Wall Street, and so far they have. But they can't stop the civil lawsuits, and that's where it's really going to start coming apart here. Story about this New York-based Australian Playboy CEO embezzled $7 million from his own mining company to blow on a high-class lifestyle for himself, including apparently he proposed to his girlfriend with a $171,000 Tiffany engagement ring. And now he has been sacked from his own company, and they're suing to recover the money. They think they know where $5 million of it is, but there's another $2 million that seems to have gone someplace they can't find. I guess that's his retirement fund here. Another interesting article over at ETF Daily News, is there any gold left for central banks to buy? Now, we know China's been buying massive amounts of gold. Iraq is buying massive amounts of gold. Russia's buying massive amounts of gold because they're now linking the ruble to gold and delinking it from the dollar. This creates a huge problem for all these central banks that were acting as bullion depositories, the New York Federal Reserve being a good example, who accepted money to store Germany's gold bullion in their gold vault in New York, and then when Germany wanted it back, got the big stall. Oh, it'll take 8 years to get it back to you. And so far out of Germany's something like huge amounts of gold, only 5 tons of the gold has been sent back. It wasn't the original stamped and numbered bars. It was remelted and recast and apparently of lower purity. So they basically took the gold, they leased it out the back door to make some extra money, now they can't get it back. So now, even with the artificially depressed price of physical gold, there's none out there for the central banks to buy. It's drying up. Over in China, where their government encourages people to buy physical gold, there are huge waiting lines in front of the brokerages and the dealers, and they run out every single day. So how is the New York Federal Reserve going to get back enough physical gold to return Germany's gold to them or any of these other, I think there's 8 countries that now want their gold repatriated, and they're all getting the stall from the New York Federal Reserve. Where, oh, where will the Federal Reserve get the gold if there's none on the open market to buy? Well, we know what's going to happen. Happened back in 1933 when Franklin Roosevelt outlawed ownership of gold bullion and gold coins by the American people, ordered them to turn it in, and they got stacks and stacks of ink and paper in exchange for it, and they gave that gold to the banks to save them. That's what they're going to do in this country. They have to. They don't have any choice. Otherwise, there's going to be a gold run on the New York Federal Reserve, and it will bring the whole system crashing down, because these countries that want their gold back, they're not going to take the cash equivalent. Not with the dollar plunging in value the way it is. They want their physical gold back. And the New York Federal Reserve does not have a legal reason to refuse. So what are they going to do? The Federal Reserve will go to the U.S. government and say, we need all the gold in the hands of the American people. We know there's a lot of it out there. Everybody's been buying gold. We need it right now. I think that's one of the reasons they were trying to do a gun grab. Because I'm pretty sure that when the federal government says, turn in all your gold coins and gold bars, that there's probably going to be a lot of very angry people out here, because they're going to understand turning in their gold to the government isn't for the benefit of the American people. It's not even for the benefit of the nation. It's to prop up the bankers one more time on the backs of the American people. And that is fascism. And they did it to themselves. Wall Street plays these games, and every time it blows up in their faces, what do? They go to the government and drop the losses onto you. I think we were talking 2 weeks ago about this bill in Congress that would permanently make the American people responsible for financial losses in the mortgage-backed security industry. So when it blows up and bubbles again, they don't have to go to Congress and plead for TARP or anything. It'll just automatically be there. The checks will be cut, money taken from your pocket and given to these bankers one more time. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to knobcreekrange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit knobcreekrange.com today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, do you remember way back when Cyprus got its haircut or scalping or castration or whatever you want to call it, where basically the banks were in trouble and were allowed to basically go in and raid the savings accounts of their own customers? And everybody was saying, wait a minute, this is not something that makes us very comfortable to be doing business with banks. And we were assured, oh, it was just a one-time emergency in Cyprus only. You don't need to worry. This is the only time it's going to happen. Then, of course, Canada came out with their fiscal plan for this year, which included an option for bail-ins from their depositors. And then last week we had word that the European Union is now changing the rules to allow bailouts and bail-ins, which is the word for looting the savings accounts of their own customers. And now apparently the new budget for Great Britain has come out, and it too includes a provision that allows bank accounts to be raided to prop up the banks. If they hit a liquidity crisis, they can dip into your savings account. It will be coming here to the United States if it's not already covertly in place. And it is for this reason, our common sense advice to everybody listening to this show, you should have no more money in the bank than you need to cover your immediate obligations. And you should have the rest at home under your control in the cookie jar, under the mattress, buried in a mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation. You should have some of it in physical silver and gold. And if you're buying physical gold, buy it in small amounts, because if you do a big buy, there's a record that is kept. So the government knows whose doors to knock on when they decide it's time to, you know, you Americans, you really don't need real gold. We'll give you paper and ink stuff to play with, but the banks need the real gold. So yeah, it's spreading all across the West. And you know why? Because all these Western countries who are doing these extreme measures are all enslaved to private central banks issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest, a mechanism which by design produces more debt than money with which to pay the debt. And the debt grows and grows and grows and grows until the system hovers at the edge of collapse. And that's when they start doing all these drastic moves, trying to keep it going a little bit longer until somebody else is in office to take the blame for the eventual collapse. So, and if you're going to buy physical silver and gold, please go to Republic Trading Group. They have an ad at the top of the Republic Broadcasting website. They have an ad at my website. And they'll treat you right. You'll get, you know, good value for money. And a portion of the proceeds from that sale go to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we really do need it. We're in a fight for the future of the nation. We're literally in a fight to head off a potential nuclear war. That is how serious it is right now. And we do need your help. So go to Republic Broadcasting website, hit that donate button. Those of you who have already donated, thank you very much. Cannot tell you how much we appreciate your support of our work. If you haven't donated, I understand a lot of you just can't. But if you could maybe give up a pizza this weekend and send the money to RBN instead. Every little tiny bit helps. There's no such thing as too small a donation. We need every bit of it. All righty. Now, interesting little story. Former Florida Congressman Alan West is out there saying the Justice Department is not going to comment on a corruption investigation into Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and GOP Senator Mike Lee because it might be damaging to the Obama administration. Well, if there's corruption in the Congress with the president's buds, you know, is the president involved? Maybe it's time for a corruption investigation into the president, because no man is above the law. No man is above the law. Should never be above the law. By the way, speaking of cooking the books, apparently there's a statistical study has been done on the numbers for immigration that has concluded that the Department of Homeland Security is cooking the books on the immigration statistics. Why not? They're cooking the books on the jobless rate. They're cooking the books on the economy. They're cooking the books on the number of Obamacare signups. Why wouldn't they cook the books on immigration? It's all they know how to do is lies, fraud, and deception. We have long ago lost a government that actually knew how to run a country. They're all fakes and frauds out there. We're going to take a phone call. Lori in Detroit. Aloha, Lori. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to speak on what you just spoke about the bail-ins.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's already a law in place in the United States, either through Dodd-Frank or through some other banking act that was put in place in 2005. that changed us from being depositors to unsecured creditors when we deposit our money in our banking accounts. So I believe the law is already in place. So when and if the banks do finally admit that they're insolvent or illiquid or whatever they are, then people need to be prepared because they will have the right to seize part of our accounts.
Okay, yeah, you know, now that you mentioned it, I had recalled hearing that where, and again to recap for the listeners, the law was changed so that if you have a savings account in the bank, you're not legally considered a depositor any longer, but an unsecured investor in the bank.
Right.
So if the bank gets into trouble, you as an investor are required to bear the losses. That's
right.
The legal rigmarole around which they're allowing the bankers to take your money if the bank gets into trouble.
Right.
And it's another reason, get your money out of the bank right now. Empty out that safety deposit box, because when it starts to come apart, the laws are already in place for them to go into your safety deposit box and take your valuables.
That's right.
You keep it at home. Keep the stuff at home. Invest in some hiding places, a little safe, you know, whatnot. Spread it out around the home so it's not one big pile that's easy to grab and run out with. You've got to take responsibility for protecting what remains of your wealth in the face of a banking industry and a government that are united in their idea that your wealth is just theirs for the taking if they can come up with a reason to do it. And that, too, is fascism.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
All right, Lori, thank you very much for the information. And, yeah, now that you mention it, I do remember hearing about that law that changed the status of depositors. And I think there's another implication there as well, because if you're no longer considered a depositor in the bank but an unsecured investor, does that mean that the FDIC insurance is now off the hook? If the bank collapses and you lose your money, it won't be replaced by FDIC? I mean, the reality is you need to understand the laws right now are being written to protect the bankers in Wall Street. They are not being written to protect you. You're being cut loose by this government. You're the last priority on their list right now. All they're interested in is how much money you can give them, how many soldiers you can breed them. Other than that, they don't want to hear from you. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Ralph in California. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Yeah, question, since you're talking about bank accounts, also, what about retirement accounts or anything outside, like Fidelity or any of those accounts? Do you think those would be also seized?
It all depends on where you are, and again, I don't know the fine points of this law, if it covers savings and loans or credit unions. At this point, looking at how incredibly corrupt the entire financial system is right now, it's hard to presume that any institution is really safe. And again, with Yellen talking about negative interest on savings accounts, you're actually losing money keeping it in the bank. And again, it's another reason you should take it out of the bank and just bring it home and just find a very clever hiding place for it. Don't let anybody know that you've done that and just keep it under your control.
I mean,
at this point, you know, they're literally reshaping the banking system to turn it into a device to loot the American people. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Ralph, and we will be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Judith, Christ, and Pharaoh. Maybe I'm afraid to know. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the mic when you really open your eyes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Obama's on TV right now at a White House press conference with all of his loyal staffers around him, talking about Obamacare. He's out there insisting that all of the horror stories about Obamacare have been debunked. They're not true. And he just made the blanket statement, the Affordable Care Act is here to stay. There's the dictator on display for you. It is arrogant in the extreme for Obama to say that for a very simple reason. The history of the United States of America contains many examples of bad laws that were repealed due to public outcry, prohibition being a big one. Congress can repeal the Affordable Care Act if they get a veto-proof majority. For Obama to stand up there and say, Obamacare is here to stay, that's the dictator speaking. He's out there just saying it's a good law, it's a good thing. No, it isn't. This is an unmitigated disaster. And Obama, I don't care how sincere a face you put on it. And you know something, looking at his face with the sound turned off, he looks like he's trying to sell us a used car. But for him to get up there and arrogantly declare that Obamacare is here to stay, it's not up to you, Barry. It's up to the American people, ultimately, whether Obamacare stays, or for that matter, whether the entire corrupt financial and governmental system stays. I think all 50 states ought to have a referendum for secession. We'll just break away from the District of Columbia. They can do whatever they want to do inside the beltway there, and we'll form a whole new country that has that little hole in it where Washington, D.C. is. We'll put up a wall around there with very strict immigration control. Make sure none of those... And Wall Street, same thing there. Absolutely. Okay, Russia is already hiking gas prices for Ukraine. More backlash from all this tit-for-tat sanctions war here. And we are well and truly getting into the election season here in the United States of America. The American Civil Rights Union has filed a lawsuit over allegations that Zavala County in Texas has a 105% voter registration rate. Think there might be something funny going on down there. All right, let's talk about General Motors and what an epic fail that is turning out to be. And remember, the U.S. government used your tax money to buy a bunch of stock in GM to prop them up following the economic downturn, and said, don't worry, you'll make money in the long run. And then just before the announce of the recall, the U.S. government dumped their GM stock at a loss of something like $10 billion, transferred to you, the American people. That's insider trading, by the way. Anyway, General Motors has now had to add 1.3 million cars to their growing recall list. In this case, it's not the ignition system. There is a problem with the electrically powered power steering system. Seven models made between 2004 and 2010 can all of a sudden lose their power steering while you're driving. Now, you can still steer the car if you've got plenty of muscles, but if that power steering were to quit at a tense moment in driving, or elderly or infirm people who don't have the muscle power, it can contribute to an accident. Why did it take all these years, 10 years from 2004 to 2014, for GM to address this issue? I can understand why Top Gear's Jeremy Clarkson has such a disdain for American-made cars. I've had very few American cars in my life. I've been exposed to a bunch of them. My mother had a Ford Econoline van that needed constant tinkering and repairs, and unfortunately I was the family's default auto mechanic, and then the engine caught fire and blew up. I had a Chevy that was nothing but one headache after the other. I had a Buick that was an absolute nightmare to keep running. I've had really good luck with Hondas. Less so with the Nissan. I had a Nissan Maxima bought brand new during my first marriage. Water pump failed after just a few weeks. And of course, everybody remembers the disaster the Xterra was, but I've had really good luck with Hondas. They just last forever. I'm driving a Honda now that's 14 years old. And it's showing its age, I will grant you, but it's just in wonderful, wonderful condition here. So apparently Congress is harumphing and hemming and hawing, and they're holding congressional hearings to make it look like they know something about the automotive industry. But you know what's really amazing? This GM story is just an absolute reminder of the decline of America, because at one time we did make the best cars in the world. We really did. People wanted our cars around the world. They were a status symbol. Not anymore. Not anymore. They really aren't. And again, we now know that the federal government was notified of these problems with the GM cars on two occasions and declined to get involved. It's another recurring pattern we're seeing in our society, where these federal government agencies paid by our tax dollars look the other way when there is a threat to a large, wealthy corporation that is very generous with the campaign checks come election season. The U.S. government justified the ouster of the elected government of Ukraine because they were corrupt and incompetent. Well, that certainly applies to the government in Washington, D.C., we've seen the corruption from AIPAC, from Wall Street, from Big Pharma, from the global warming people. And if you want to talk about incompetence, look at that healthcare.gov website. Now, meanwhile, down in Albuquerque, the situation there remains very, very tense. Apparently, there were protests at the police station. The police were using tear gas and, in some cases, baseball bats on the protesters. And we know this is not just over this one killing of this one homeless man. This has been boiling to the surface. There was an activist, Alexander Sederitz, 23-year-old, told Associated Press he was participating because he's fed up with how the police are treating citizens. He said, quote, "It's reached a boiling point and people just can't take it anymore." And he's absolutely right. People all across America are hearing about all these horror stories. And it's reached a point where we understand the police are a bigger threat to us than the criminals are. They're a bigger threat to us than the terrorists are. How did it get so out of control? By the way, a little statistic you may not be aware of. Most communities right now are meeting half their budgetary needs off of traffic fines. That's why the cops aren't out there dealing with rapes and robbers and burglars and the rest of it. They're too busy doing traffic enforcement here. And the Albuquerque Police Department has a vile reputation. They've killed more innocent Americans than the New York Police Department. And that's saying something. Now, earlier today, the New Mexico governor was on TV, basically said, "You people, you should calm down. This really, you know, this is completely out of control." It's not the population who's out of control. It's the police. Juiced up on SSRIs, given all these Kevlar body armor and M16s by the U.S. government and trained by the Israelis to treat Americans like they're Palestinians, and that's why we're in this mess. The police are not the good guys here. And there's another example of that. In the city of Hampton, Florida, they just fired the entire police force for corruption. There wasn't anybody in the police department they could find who was not corrupt. I remember when I was a kid living in Los Angeles, when they arrested the entire Hollywood division of the LAPD for running a two-order burglary ring. Now, over at the What Really Happened website, we have another video taken during the Arizona protests, and it's just of this girl who's just standing there next to a bench, and all of a sudden, with no warning, this police officer runs in from off-camera left and shoves the girl, and she falls over the bench. And she wasn't doing anything. She didn't say anything. She didn't even apparently know the cop was coming. Are they trying to provoke a riot by such behavior of the American people, or are they just trying to terrorize us into silence and submission? It's not working in either case. Not working in either case. All right, if you're computer geeks, as you know, Microsoft is ending official support for Windows XP. It's coming up here in another week, and they are hoping that they will be able to scare you with horror stories about hackers and the rest of it to buy the new improved Windows 8, which nobody wants. Apparently, 37% of the people on Windows XP are going to be staying on Windows XP. But somebody has a variation of Linux called Linux Mint with a front interface called Cinnamon that looks virtually identical to Windows XP. Now, obviously, you're not going to be able to use your XP applications on Linux Mint. But if all you're doing is word processing and spreadsheeting and email and browsing and the rest of it, whoop, there we go. There's the noise. I got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Last segment of the program today here. Got a few little stories to sort of finish up the day with. There is a newly published study in Harvard's The Lancet looking at fluoridated water. And they have come to the conclusion that it causes cognitive disorders and possibly behavioral disorders. Now, we know that fluoride in the drinking water functions as a minor tranquilizer, so we know it has a psychoactive effect. But according to this study in The Lancet, the damage is a little more serious than simply keeping you calm down and not angry with the government. They're talking about actual disorders impeding your ability to think and causing behavioral issues. I mean, the government's drugging us in our drinking water. Now, we're very lucky out here in Hawaii. They stopped fluoridating the water a long, long time ago. But it is an issue. And remember, there is zero evidence that drinking fluoridated water has any impact on tooth decay. Fluoride applied topically by your dentist or through your toothpaste, yes. Simply drinking it down into your stomach and getting into your body, no. Has no effect whatsoever. So why are they doing it? Well, one reason is to get rid of a toxic waste product by declaring it good for your teeth and putting it in the water system. Now, recently there was some research out of Japan that this was published in the journal Nature last January that detailed that these scientists had found a way to reprogram mature animal cells back to their stem cell-like state, allowing them to, from there, be redirected to generate many types of tissues. It was hailed as a breakthrough to replace damaged cells or grow new organs without having to get stem cells from aborted fetuses. Apparently, there is they found evidence of fraud in the study. And it is a reminder that the essence of science is reproducibility and always checking everybody else's work. Huge problem with the global warming people. Oh, we lost the data. We couldn't afford an extra disk drive for the data. We just threw it all away. Take our word for it. Just look at this pretty little hockey stick chart. Take our word for it. The world is getting warmer. Sri Lanka has now banned glyphosate from their country. It's the active ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup herbicide. They're the latest in a long list of countries that are banning glyphosate because it has been linked to kidney disease, often fatal. Have you noticed how these third world countries seem to have a much better attitude toward the health of their population than the United States? Go on, drink your glyphosate. It's perfectly harmless. We know it isn't from that French study where some of the test rats were fed on glyphosate and they got really, really sick. Now, over in Pennsylvania, there's another fracking company that is trying to develop a new site in New Bedford, Pennsylvania. There are four landowners who are refusing to sign leases authorizing the drilling operation. It's four little holes in an otherwise co-opted and bought and paid for population. Apparently, there is a little-used 53-year-old Pennsylvania law that will allow the government to come in, I guess it's under eminent domain, and say, yeah, we're going to force you to allow the fracking on your land, even if you don't want it. So if you think you own your home and your land, no, that's just an illusion to keep you working to pay that mortgage. When the corporations want your land or the use of your land or the government wants your land or the use of the land, yeah, they're going to come in and just take it. And we know there are so many problems with fracking. A lot of people are very concerned about Yellowstone National Park. They had a 4.8 quake there the other day and a lot of aftershocks. And we know it's a super volcano. And we know it's dormant, but it's only a matter of time before it blows. Somebody was running this article around the web, and I saw it a couple of times, talking about how there's this bison and elk migration. They're moving away from the caldera. It's, you know, animals always know when there's going to be an eruption. Booga booga, bad things. But I went out and did a little research into the normal, natural migratory patterns of the bison and the elk. And this time of year, they move anyway. So I don't know that there's really anything from the animals that would indicate an imminent eruption of the Yellowstone supervolcano. Certainly, we would presume that there would be a growing period of seismicity that would signal an impending eruption long before it happened. Amazingly enough, soda drinks, soft drinks, fizzy drinks, whatever you want to call them, they're in decline right now. They're going out of popularity with the population. U.S. sales volume of carbonated soft drinks fell 3% in 2013. Which doesn't sound like a lot until you realize it's a continuation of a trend over the last 10 years, which means now it's basically they've lost one-third of their market. And I can understand why the diet versions of the drinks, people understand the aspartame is very bad for you. Exposure to that much sugar is bad to you. The carbonic acid, which is what you get with carbon dioxide dissolved in water, it accelerates the decay of your teeth. You know, they taste good and is loaded with caffeine to get you going, but they're really not healthy for you. And I think most Americans are becoming much more sensitive to that issue. Alrighty, let's see. The FBI Law Enforcement National Data Exchange contains 223 million records. That's almost one for every American. more outrage over the possible release of Jonathan Pollard. And let's see, we already talked about Russia hiking Ukraine's gas prices. And, of course, this is putting mounting economic pressure on the Ukraine. They've already told their people gas prices will double over the next year, year and a half. Food prices are going to go up. This idea of sanctions is going to backlash on the West. It's going to be hitting our fuel prices. It's going to be hitting our wheat prices. And the attitude of the government, and this was actually expressed by one of the British politicians, we don't care how much suffering we cause our own people. It's important to teach Russia a lesson. Well, I think maybe it's time for the British people to teach that politician a lesson that his job is to take care of the British people, not going around in these genitalia measuring contests with foreign powers. Oh, my goodness here. All righty. Last little story here. We've been talking about some of the excesses of higher-ups in religion. And apparently in Atlanta, Georgia, there's a huge scandal where the Archbishop of Atlanta's Roman Catholic Diocese was found to have built a multi-million dollar mansion for himself using church funds. It's a $2.2 million, 6,000-plus square-foot palace. And it's become a point of contention among the parishioners, saying that's not what we give the money to the church for. We give it for charitable purposes, feeding the homeless and the hungry. And it diverges from the example set by Pope Francis to live humbly. Now, I agree with Pope Francis saying that, but on the other hand, I've been to the Pope's place in Rome. Humble, it's not. But still in all, yeah, you know, it sets a really, really bad example to be doing this kind of situation. Alrighty. Getting back to Israel, the goal of the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement is justice. And the BDS movement is out there trying to say this is not about bashing Israel, per se, for being Israel. It is about a clearly apartheid state. And just as boycotts were used to end the apartheid government of South Africa, so too boycotts can be used to end the apartheid government of Israel. And it is working around the world. It is really causing major financial harm to Israel. They're losing contracts in other countries that are worth millions and millions of dollars. And that's why Netanyahu is out there screaming, oh, you're a bunch of anti-Semites, you're a bunch of Jew haters, you're a bunch, yes, frothing at the mouth here. And you would think the easy course of action would be to end apartheid, to seek genuine peace with the Palestinians and go back to living everybody's life happily. But Israel just has that stubborn streak. They want to do what they want to do. And anybody who disagrees with them, well, you know, it's obviously it's your problem. You're being a Jew hater. And I think it's time for a little adaptation to the new environment by the government of Israel, because even the Israeli people are getting fed up with this. There's the music. It's time for us to get out of here. I got to get something useful done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow, Wednesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay informed, stay skeptical, make good choices. Please support Republic Broadcasting. Again, I cannot tell you how critical it is that you pitch in right now with a donation. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
With financial